Cassava is a very important crop in Nigeria as it supplies about 75% daily calories to about 50 million Nigerians in the zones it is cultivated, while 80% of Nigerians eat meals from it at least once a week. Nigeria is world's largest producer of cassava, accounting for 19% of global output, 34% of the produce in Africa, 3 times the produce in Brazil, and double the production in Indonesia and Thailand. But the crop only gained prominence in the country in 2002, following the presidential initiative to commercialize cassava for mass job creation. The last administration gave the initiative the attention it deserved by boosting cassava consumption, which it did by adopting a policy requiring industries making bread, noodles, biscuits, and other types of baked snacks and confectionaries to replace a minimum of 9% of wheat flour with high-quality cassava flour. In an address, Mr. Ken Okon has said the new government should sustain the policy by the last administration, stressing that with cassava value chain alone, the nation could generate a lot of income in the face of dwindling oil revenue.
A number of projects we are embarked upon to build flour and sweetener processing factories in the country. Increased productivity of cassava by small-scale farmers in Nigeria was addressed via the production and dissemination of over 100 million bundles of certified stock of improved cassava varieties over a period of 3 years. Multiplication centers we are also established across the country to facilitate farmers' access to improved cassava variety. The presidential initiative raised the profile of cassava in Nigeria and demonstrated the immense potential of the country to increase production within a short time.
The long-term objective of last government was to significantly boost demand for cassava from smallholder farmers and reduce the price of bread, noodles and other cassava-based products to the consumers by about 17%. Contributing, the program officer, Oxford Committee for Farming Relief, Oxfam, Mr. Austin Astor said no effort should be spared in assisting small-scale farmers in rural villages, pointing out that the cassava initiative remains a potent area to help them stand on their feet and contribute to the economy.
By the time you process cassava, you have about 6 different persons who are involved in the value chain. So it has a way of touching on people's lives.
Responding, a representative of the Federal Minister of Agriculture, Ms. Ayeni Olusegun, who is the desk officer, cassava value chain, said the new minister has already agreed to sustain most of the initiatives of his predecessor, especially as it concerns cassava.
They felt that if Dr. Akin lives, everything will die. But the ministry is trying as much as possible that this particular policy does not die at all. He specifically mentioned starch because right now in Nigeria, very few of them are working. Why? Most of them couldn't get the right cassava from the farmers.
While calling for similar intervention from the present government, the delegate said the Bank of Industry, who was in charge of the intervention fund, should do more by effectively distributing funds for agric development. In Lagos, Innocent Ono for Radio Nigeria.